Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Class Kits 101.7, a good Bombers postgame show for the Mountaineer Bomber boys as they defeat Clarendon 62-53 to take home the first-place trophy, or actually keep it here in Mountaineer, the first-place trophy of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds tournament. So congratulations to the Bomber boys with the 9-point victory. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. I screwed up and saw my scoring. So let's go ahead and give you what we got. Wyatt Gilbert led the way with 24 points. Boy, ever since he's moved into the starting lineup, he has really been impressive for the Bombers over the last few games. 12 points on the night for Luke Cruz, 11 for Talon Benton, 8 for Colton Peters, and 7 for Hunter Bashirs. For Clarendon, 17 points on the night for Malik Cartwright, 14 for Brandon Bonner, and 11, all those coming in the first half, 11 of those in the first quarter. He kind of went quiet after that. 8 on the night for Roderick Williams, 5 for Tyrus Thomas off the bench, 3 for Kevin Easton Jr., and 2 each for Antoine Jefferson and Colby Palmer. Mountain Home ended up with 7 turnovers on the night. Clarendon with 6, 2 ties, 2 lead changes in this game. But again, the important stat of the night, Mountain Home coming up with the 9-point victory, 62-53, to take home the tournament title. And they improve to 5-7 on the year. Good win for the Bombers, and hopefully that'll give them some confidence going into conference play, because it's not going to get any easier when they move into the 5A East, as their first opponent this coming Friday for conference play will be Jonesboro. But again, for right now, they just need to enjoy this moment after beating Clarendon 62-53 to take home the tournament title. And let's do a quick recap of the other games on the boys' bracket. The third place went to Hamburg after they beat Farmington 59-57 in overtime. It was Paragould with the fifth place finish following a 69-51 victory over Mountain Home Christian Academy. And Cave City ended up in seventh place following a 69-52 victory over Brinkley. And on the girls' side, Mountain Home came up short of the tournament title. The Lady Bombers fell to Paragould in the finals tonight, 44-35. Norfolk ended up in third place. Lady Panthers.
Ball right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Be sure to tune in 6 days from now on Friday, January 4th, where Mountain Home will face off its first opponent in the 5A East Conference. They will face Jonesboro, of course, at the Hangar, and girls will be up first with tip-off scheduled at 5 o'clock p.m. Once again, we'd like to congratulate the Bomber Boys on winning the championship, and be sure to stay tuned to Classic Hits 101.7 for everything Bomber Sports. Thank you and have a good night.
Classic Hits 101.7.